The Visibility Edge: Why the Smartest Agents Are Still Blogging. Written by Scott Cheng.
Prologue. The Agent Who Disappeared. Imagine two real estate agents in North County, San Diego. Both are experienced. Both know their markets cold. Both can close a deal with their eyes shut. One of them, let's call her Maria, publishes a blog post every week. She writes about the questions her clients actually ask. Is now a bad time to buy with rates above 7%? What happens if the appraisal comes in low? Should I wait until spring to list? Every post is specific, locally grounded, and structured so clearly that even a machine can understand it. The other agent, let's call him David, posts a generic market update once a quarter and calls it a day. 6 months later, something strange happens. A family relocating from Denver opens ChatGPT and types, "Who's a good realtor in Carlsbad for families with school-age kids?" The AI pulls from dozens of web sources. It finds Maria's cluster of neighborhood guides, her school zone breakdowns, her relocation checklists. It cites her. The family calls Maria before they ever set foot in California. David's name never appears, not because he's less talented, not because he doesn't know the market, but because in the eyes of the machines that now shape how people discover professionals, David doesn't exist. This book is about making sure you never become David. It's about understanding that the rules of visibility have fundamentally changed and that the agents who adapt first will own the questions that determine who gets hired. This isn't a technical manual. It's a story about how real estate agents can use content, structure, and a bit of strategic thinking to become the answer to the questions their future clients are already asking. Let's begin.
Chapter 1. The Death of the Blue Link. Old school SEO is fading. Generative engine optimization is here. For two decades, the game was simple. You published a blog post, stuffed it with keywords, got other websites to link back to yours, and waited for Google to send you a parade of visitors through 10 blue links on a search results page. Volume was king. The agents who published the most content, targeted the most keywords, and competed the hardest for page one rankings were rewarded. That model is dying. Not slowly and gracefully, but with the sudden irrelevance of a payphone in the smartphone era. Google, ChatGPT, Perplexity, Microsoft Copilot, and a growing list of AI-powered answer engines are fundamentally reshaping how people find information. Instead of presenting 10 links and letting users click through, these systems read the entire internet, synthesize an answer, and deliver it in a single, confident paragraph. The user never has to visit your website at all. Consumer behavior has shifted from search and browse to ask and decide. Think about how a home buyer used to research neighborhoods. They'd type San Diego condos into Google, open 5 tabs, scan a few blog posts, maybe bookmark a couple. Today, that same buyer opens ChatGPT and says, "Where should I live in North County, San Diego, if I care about good schools and a short commute to Sorrento Valley?" They get an answer, sometimes with a specific agent recommended, in seconds. This is the new battlefield. And on this battlefield, the old weapons don't work. The rise of the answer engines. The scale of this shift is staggering. ChatGPT alone now serves roughly 800 million weekly active users. Google's AI overviews have rolled out across more than 200 countries and 40 languages, placing AI-generated answers above traditional search results. Perplexity, the answer engine that explicitly cites its sources, processed approximately 780 million queries in May 2025 alone, growing at about 20% month over month. Microsoft's Copilot is weaving AI-assisted search into Edge, Windows, and the entire Microsoft 365 ecosystem. Even Grok, integrated into X, formerly Twitter, is bringing real-time AI search into social media. Every one of these platforms uses the same fundamental approach: crawl the web, find the most authoritative and clearly structured content, extract the answer, and present it to the user. If your content isn't structured for extraction, you're invisible. If it is, you become the cited source, the trusted voice that shapes how millions of people make decisions. What the new model rewards. The old model rewarded frequency. The new model rewards usefulness. Generative AI systems prioritize content that is well organized with clear headings, FAQs, definitions, and step-by-step guidance. They favor content that is locally grounded, tying information to specific places and contexts, and they trust content that is consistently aligned with a clear identity and service area. For a real estate agent, blogging is no longer just about traffic. It's about becoming the cited local source in AI answers, building trust before the first phone call ever happens, capturing high-intent queries about relocation, neighborhoods, schools, commutes, and lifestyle, and turning your expertise into a scalable lead and referral engine that works while you sleep. The long-tail revolution. Here's where it gets interesting for agents who are willing to think differently. Long-tail queries, the specific natural language questions people ask when they're close to a decision, have become the most valuable real estate on the internet. Consider the difference. The old approach was to target a keyword like San Diego condos, broad, competitive, and vague. The new approach targets a question like, can I do weekly rentals in a condo building in San Diego? Or is there a 30-day minimum? That second query is lower competition, matches real decision intent, and is exactly the kind of question an AI answer engine loves to resolve. The agents who own these long-tail questions will own the clients who ask them.
When writing your blogs, it's more important to give the readers what they want rather than what you think they need. Many realtors do market updates and just listed and just sold. But the truth is, most people don't care about that type of information. They care about what's important to them and getting their questions answered.
Chapter 2. Start with the question, not the topic. Choosing what your audience actually needs. Most blogs fail before a single word is written, and the reason is almost always the same. The agent sits down and thinks, I should write a market update. It feels productive. It feels professional. It feels like what a serious agent is supposed to do. But here's the problem. Real buyers and sellers almost never search for market update. They search for decision questions. Questions that help them reduce risk and choose a next step. Questions like, is now a bad time to buy with rates this high? Or, what happens if the appraisal comes in low? When you start with a topic, you teach. When you start with a question, you solve. Questions reveal intent. Answers earn trust. Think about it from the reader's perspective. A blog titled San Diego Market Update, January 2026, tells them nothing about whether it's relevant to their specific situation. It's broad, non-actionable, and unclear about who it's for. But a blog titled, Is It a Bad Time to Buy in San Diego If Rates Are Above 7%? That's specific, high intent, and it naturally leads to a consultation. The four stages of intent. Not every reader is in the same place on their journey, and your content needs to meet them where they are. Think of it as four stages, each with its own kind of question and its own content strategy. Stage 1. Awareness. What is? These are the educational questions from people just beginning to understand the landscape. What is Melrose, and how does it affect my monthly payment in North County? What does contingent mean in a San Diego home listing? At this stage, you're the patient teacher. Keep it short, a clear definition up front, followed by why it matters, common misconceptions, and a quick example. Stage 2, consideration. How do I? Now the reader has context and wants guidance. How do I win a home in Carlsbad without overpaying? How do I choose between Encinitas and San Marcos if commute and schools both matter? Here, you're the trusted advisor walking them through a process. step-by-step checklists, decision criteria, and if this, then that guidance work best. Stage 3, decision. Should I? This is where the stakes feel highest. The reader is on the edge of a commitment and terrified of making the wrong choice. Should I buy now or wait if I'm relocating to San Diego in the next 6 months? Should I accept the first offer or counter? Your job isn't to give opinions, it's to give frameworks, timeline considerations, risk tolerance factors, financial variables, and clear guidance on when it makes sense to go one way versus another. Stage 4, success. What's next after? The deal isn't done when the offer is accepted or the keys change hands. Clients who feel guided after the milestone become your biggest referral sources. What's next after my offer is accepted? A week-by-week escrow timeline. What's next after closing? The first 30 days checklist for new homeowners. Timelines, checklists, and common pitfalls. This is where you turn a transaction into a relationship. Chapter 3, the bottom of the funnel, where decisions happen and agents get hired. There's a place in every buyer's and seller's journey where browsing turns into action, where I'm just looking becomes, I need to talk to someone today. In marketing, this is called the bottom of the funnel, or BOFU. And for real estate agents, it's the most valuable territory on the internet. These bottom of funnel questions are unmistakable because they signal high intent. The person asking isn't casually researching. They're trying to make a decision, remove risk, and choose their next step. In real estate, that often means they're close to scheduling a consultation, touring homes, listing their property, or writing an offer. Why bottom of funnel content changes everything? It produces higher quality leads. Bottom of funnel readers are more likely to convert into calls and clients because their questions reflect an active transaction timeline. When someone searches, "Should I buy now or wait until rates drop?" they're not browsing, they're deciding. It earns trust at the decision point. At this stage, people are anxious about making an expensive mistake. A clear, structured answer demonstrates judgment and competence, exactly what they look for in an agent. The blog post becomes your audition. It shortens the sales cycle. When you answer decision questions up front, prospects arrive already educated and confident. That reduces the back and forth and moves them to action faster. You're not starting from scratch in the first meeting. It differentiates you from everyone else. Most agents publish broad market updates. Bottom of funnel content is practical and specific, so it stands out. It's the kind of content that gets saved, shared with a spouse, and used as the basis for who do we call? It aligns perfectly with AI answer engines. AI-driven search surfaces content that directly resolves questions. Decision stage questions are naturally explicit. Should I? What do I do if, which makes them easier for AI systems to extract and cite. Your content appears at the exact moment of decision. Bottom of funnel content doesn't just attract readers, it attracts clients. Chapter 4, answer first, then explain. The inverted pyramid for the age of AI. Traditional blog posts are guilty of the same sin. They bury the point. There's an introduction about the market, a few paragraphs of context, some throat clearing, and finally, three quarters of the way down the page, the actual answer the reader came for. In the old world, this was mildly annoying but survivable. In the new world, where AI systems scan your content in milliseconds and decide whether to cite you, it's fatal. A blog post built for this new world, what some call generative engine optimization, or GEO, flips the script. It leads with the direct answer in the first two or three sentences, then layers on nuance and supporting detail. This works because answer engines can extract the key point quickly, because mobile readers get value immediately, because summary systems pull from concise sections, and because trust increases when you respect the reader's time. The goal is not to sound smart. It's to be useful, confident, concise, and clear. The structure that wins. This follows the journalism principle of the inverted pyramid. Most important information first, then supporting details, then background. For a real estate blog, it looks like this. Start with two to three sentences that directly answer the question, what you recommend and when. Follow with the criteria that change the answer. Timeline, budget, local inventory, contingencies, and with background and definitions for readers who need the extra context. This structure does more than just please algorithms. It improves AI visibility and citation likelihood because Google AI overviews and other answer engines need clean, extractable answers. It increases conversions because people searching, "Should I wait to list?" want the answer now. If you deliver it instantly, they stay, trust you, and contact you. It reduces bounce because direct answers signal confidence and competence, while long introductions feel like avoidance. And it creates a repeatable template so you're never staring at a blank page wondering how to start. Chapter 5. A picture is worth a thousand clicks. Why visuals matter for your business. Real estate decisions involve numbers, trade-offs, and timelines. Text can explain these things, but visuals can communicate them in seconds. A well-designed chart showing median price trends does more to establish your credibility than three paragraphs of prose about how the market is stabilizing. The difference is proof versus claims. Anyone can say inventory is tightening. A simple trend chart makes the statement verifiable, and verifiable statements convert browsers into buyers. The conversion power of visual content. Visuals reduce cognitive load. They keep prospects engaged and lower bounce rates by communicating complex information quickly. They improve recall and sharing because people remember images better than text and are far more likely to screenshot or forward a clear chart to a spouse, friend, or financial advisor. That extends your reach and drives referral behavior without you lifting a finger. Visuals also align with how AI and search platforms surface content. Well-labeled charts, tables, and diagrams paired with clear headings and captions help your page function as a reference asset. They increase the chance your content is treated as authoritative and used in AI summaries. Visuals that convert in real estate. The most powerful visual assets for agents fall into a few categories. Data visualizations showing median price, days on market, inventory, and sale to list ratios by neighborhood or zip code. Process diagrams mapping out escrow timelines or the journey from listing prep to close. Comparison tables breaking down FHA versus conventional loans, buying versus renting, condos versus single family homes, or rate buy down options. Annotated screenshots highlighting key disclosures or inspection report sections. Before and after staging photos that prove the value of preparation, and maps showing school zones, commute corridors, amenities, and micro-market boundaries. Visuals are not decoration. They are conversion infrastructure because they make your expertise instantly understandable, believable, and easy to act on. Chapter 6, The Prompt Versus the Machine, from Ad Hoc AI to Agentic Workflows. There's a moment in every agent's AI journey that changes everything. It's the moment they realize the difference between using AI as a tool and using AI as a system. A prompt with AI is a one-off interaction. You open ChatGPT, type a request, get an answer, copy-paste it somewhere, and move on. It's fast, flexible, and great for creative or unusual tasks like drafting a listing description, brainstorming content ideas, or role-playing objection handling. An agentic AI with workflows is something else entirely. It's a system that follows a repeatable process, calls tools, moves data between applications, and produces outputs automatically, often with guardrails and human approval steps built in. Using workflow automation platforms like N8N, Make, or Zapier, you can build multi-step sequences triggered by events. A new lead comes in, the system tags their intent, enriches the data, generates personalized follow-up content, updates your contact database, notifies your team, and logs everything. No manual handoffs, no forgotten steps, no quality variation. Prompting optimizes for speed of thinking. Agentic workflows optimize for speed of operations. When to use which? The honest answer is use both. Prompts are perfect for creative, strategic, or one-off work, the kind of tasks where human judgment and nuance matter most. Workflows are for recurring revenue activities where consistency and speed matter. Lead handling, listing marketing, follow-up sequences, content pipelines, and reporting. Picture the difference in practice. the prompt-only approach. You sit down and type, write a listing description for 123 Main Street, and manually paste the result into your listing system. The workflow approach. A new listing hits your system, which automatically generates the description, creates three social media captions, drafts an email campaign, schedules the content, updates your contact database, and notifies you for approval, all before you finish your morning coffee. The agents who learn to blend both approaches, creativity where it matters, automation where it compounds, will operate at a scale their competitors can't match.
If you are interested in automating your success, visit realestateai-hub.com for more information.
Chapter 7, Keeping Readers in Your World, Strategic Linking, Authority Building, and Storytelling. Most blogs are dead ends. They answer one question, and the visitor leaves. It's like inviting someone into your home, having a great conversation in the foyer, and then watching them walk back out without ever seeing the rest of the house. Internal linking is what keeps people inside your ecosystem. It increases time on site, builds topical authority, and signals to both human readers and AI systems that you cover a subject deeply and systematically. In AI-driven search, that depth and structure makes you easier to trust, cite, and recommend. Linking patterns that build authority. The most effective approach is topic clusters, a pillar page supported by focused subtopics that all link to each other. For example, a pillar page on moving to North County, San Diego connects to focused posts on Carlsbad versus Encinitas, school zones, commute corridors, and HOA and Melrose. Each post deepens the reader's understanding and strengthens your authority on the subject. Other patterns work just as well. Natural next steps. Is now a good time to buy? Leads to how to get pre-approved. Leads to how to win an offer without overpaying. Problem-solution chains. Why homes aren't selling leads to pricing strategy, leads to pre-listing repairs checklist. The key principle is that each hyperlink should move the reader one step closer to a decision and one step deeper into your authority. Hyperlinks are momentum, not navigation. The power of story. If linking is how you keep people moving through your content, storytelling is what keeps them emotionally invested while they move. Real estate decisions are rarely purely logical. Buyers and sellers are managing fear, overpaying, missing the right timing. They're managing identity, where they want to live, what that says about them. And they're managing uncertainty, process risks they don't fully understand. A short client scenario can do more for trust than a dozen tips lists. Picture this. A relocating engineer wanted Carlsbad schools, but feared overpaying in a competitive pocket. The appraisal came in low. We negotiated a split adjustment and restructured terms to keep the monthly payment stable. The takeaway: appraisal risk is manageable if you plan contingencies up front. In 8 sentences, you've demonstrated expertise, built empathy, and created natural link opportunities to your appraisal post and contingency strategy guide. For every post, aim to include one short story of 5 to 8 sentences to make it real, one checklist or decision framework to make it actionable, and 2 to 3 internal links that represent the logical next steps. This combination turns your blog from a collection of articles into a guided experience. Chapter 8, Killing the Overwhelm. A system so simple you can't fail. Let's be honest about why most agents don't blog consistently. It's not because they don't see the value. It's not even because they don't have time. It's because the process feels overwhelming. Staring at a blank screen, wondering what to write, how to write it, whether it's good enough. That emotional friction kills more content strategies than any algorithm change ever could. The solution is to turn Write a Blog into a small, repeatable production line where AI does the heavy lifting and you only make a few high-value decisions. The seven-step system. Step 1. Decide the one question. Overwhelm comes from trying to cover everything. Don't pick a topic. Pick a single bottom-of-funnel question. Not San Diego market update, but should I wait until spring to list in North County, San Diego? Step 2. Use a fixed template. Never start from scratch. Use the same structure every time. A headline that is the exact question. A 2-to-3-sentence TLDR answer. Sections for when the answer is yes and when the answer is no, risks and pitfalls, local nuance, a next steps checklist, and a call to action. Step 3. Separate thinking from writing. Don't ask AI to do everything at once. Use a 3-step sequence. First, an outline only, then fill section by section, then tighten by cutting fluff and sharpening headings. This prevents the wall of text problem and keeps you in control. Step 4. Build a local facts block. Create a reusable paste-in block with your service areas, your positioning, common local factors like HOAs and Mellow Roos, and your standard call to action. Feed this to AI every time so it doesn't invent details. Step 5. Turn one blog into 5 assets. A single blog post should also produce a Google Business Profile Q&A, 3 social media captions, an email newsletter version, and 5 internal link suggestions. One effort, 5 outputs. Step 6. Run a 60-second QA checklist. Does the TLDR answer the question? Is it locally specific? Are there clear next steps? Any claims that need sources? Is the CTA present? This builds confidence in your output and catches mistakes. Step 7. Automate when volume grows. When publishing frequently, use workflow automation tools like N8N, Make, or Zapier to handle idea capture, outline generation, drafting, grammar passes, image insertion checklists, and publishing cues. The overwhelm-free weekly cadence. If you follow this system, your week looks like this. Monday, pick 3 questions in 10 minutes. Tuesday, generate AI outlines and TLDRs in 20 minutes. Wednesday, finalize one post in 30 to 45 minutes. Thursday, repurpose into Google Business Profile and social posts in 20 minutes. Friday, schedule and add internal links to older posts in 15 minutes. Total active time, about 2 hours per week for a complete professional content operation. Chapter 9. Consistency always compounds. The power of showing up every week. There is one pattern that separates agents who build real content authority from those who dabble and disappear. Consistency over time. The fastest way to get sandboxed, ignored by both search engines and AI systems, is to post aggressively for 2 to 4 weeks, then vanish. It signals unreliability. And in a world where AI platforms are choosing which voices to trust and cite, reliability is currency. The cadence that works. The minimum viable cadence is 1 high-intent post per week. A better cadence is 2 posts per week. 1 decision stage post, answering should I questions, and 1 guidance stage how-to. Add 2 to 3 Google Business Profile posts per week, in short, Q&A format. This is enough to create momentum without quality collapse. Authority through clusters. Don't publish random topics. Pick 4 to 6 content pillars that map to how clients actually make decisions and build around them consistently. For a San Diego agent, strong pillars might include relocation to North County, buying with today's rates, selling strategy, neighborhood comparisons, process risk like inspections and appraisals, and new construction realities with HOA and Mello-Roos considerations. A single great post is a spike. A cluster is a signal. Content as a permanent asset. A post isn't done when it's published. Compounding happens when you update and improve your top 10 posts quarterly. Add internal links from new posts back to older ones, refresh dates and examples, and add visual proof elements like charts and checklists to key pages. If you only follow one plan, make it this. Every week, publish one decision stage, should I, or what do I do if post, and one supporting how-to post that links to it. Derive two Google Business Profile Q and A posts from the blog. Every month, update one neighborhood comparison pillar. Every quarter, refresh and expand your top 10 posts. Over 12 to 18 months, this builds a library of answers that captures demand at the moment of decision, keeps prospects in your ecosystem through internal links, gets surfaced and cited in AI-driven search, and generates leads even when you're not actively prospecting. Chapter 10. Level up, elevate your game, and step into the next tier. Everything up to this point is the foundation, the system that gets you visible, trustworthy, and consistently producing valuable content. But there's another level, the level where you stop being a participant in the conversation and start being the source everyone else references. Become the source. Most agent content is commentary. The next level is creating primary source assets that others cite. A monthly North County Micro Market Dashboard by ZipiCode. Neighborhood scorecards covering schools, commutes, walkability, and HOA prevalence. Relocation cost checklists with realistic line items. When you publish original data, other websites naturally link to yours as their source, and that kind of earned credibility is priceless. Build interactive tools. Simple tools that solve a decision in 60 seconds are lead magnets that convert. A rent versus buy calculator for San Diego. A buy readiness quiz with outcome paths. A listing plan intake form that outputs a personalized timeline. Tools capture intent and email addresses. And AI and search platforms tend to surface utility pages. Create a signature framework. Give your approach a name and use it everywhere. The North County Decision Framework. Scott Cheng's Offer Strength Ladder. The Four Variable Listing Price Model. Frameworks build brand memory and differentiate you from generic AI answers. When a client remembers your framework by name, you've transcended content marketing and entered brand building. Turn content into community. Co-create content with aligned local authorities, lenders on rate strategy, CPAs on tax considerations, estate attorneys, school-focused organizations. You gain referral lanes and credibility-boosting links from their websites back to yours without resorting to outdated search engine gaming tactics. Turn your best content into a weekly newsletter that narrates what changed and what it means. Most agents post, few narrate. Consistent narrative builds mind share, not just traffic. The agents who own the narrative own the market.
Chapter 11, The Advanced Playbook, Making AI Systems Choose Your Content. The previous chapters cover how to create content that AI can find and extract. This chapter goes deeper, how to become the source AI systems prefer to cite, trust, and recommend. Be the primary source. AI systems prioritize original information over rehashed content. When you publish firsthand data, you become uncopyable. Original research, proprietary business data, case studies with specific numbers, expert interviews, and hyperlocal market analysis all qualify. Instead of writing San Diego home prices are rising, publish I analyzed 47 Rancho Bernardo sales from Q4 2025 and found median days on market dropped from 23 to 14 for homes priced under $1.2 million. One is commentary, the other is a citation magnet. Write quotable statements. AI systems extract and cite clear, authoritative statements. If your best insight is buried in a rambling paragraph, it gets overlooked. Lead with the definitive statement. Include specific numbers, percentages, or timeframes. Avoid hedge words like might and could. Keep the core statement under 30 words. The difference between sellers might want to consider that pricing could be affected by various market factors, and overpriced listings in San Diego sit three times longer on market and sell for 4 to 6% below correctly priced homes, is the difference between being ignored and being cited. Entity optimization. AI systems understand content through entities, people, places, organizations, and concepts. Name locations fully on first reference. Write Rancho Bernardo, San Diego, California, instead of just Rancho Bernardo. Include your credentials and license number so I can verify who you are. Define technical terms the first time you use them. Use consistent terminology throughout. Don't switch between HOA and homeowners association in the same post. Connect entities to each other. 4S Ranch, a master plan community in the Poway Unified School District. These connections help AI systems build a map of knowledge that includes you as a recognized authority. Freshness, comparisons, and conversational queries. AI systems track content recency, so small signals matter. Update the last modified date in your website's behind-the-scenes code when you revise a post, and add a visible, updated January 2026 note near the top so both readers and machines know it's current. Comparison content, Rancho Bernardo versus 4S Ranch, FHA versus conventional, spring versus fall market, is gold because comparison questions are extremely common and naturally produce the structured, clear answers AI prefers. And since people ask AI questions differently than they type Google searches, write content that matches natural language. Instead of targeting a phrase like FHA loan requirements, answer the way a real person would ask, can I qualify for an FHA loan if I have a 620 credit score? Technical accessibility. None of this matters if AI systems can't actually reach your content. There are a few technical housekeeping items to get right, and if you're not comfortable doing them yourself, ask your web developer to handle them. First, make sure your website doesn't block AI crawlers. Your site has a settings file that tells search bots what they are allowed to read. You want the major AI systems, OpenAI, Anthropic, Perplexity, and others, to have full access. Second, make sure your important content loads directly in the page rather than relying on scripts that AI bots might not run. Third, keep your site fast. AI crawlers have timeouts and will skip slow pages. Fourth, keep your sitemap, the index that tells search engines what pages exist, current and accurate. And finally, remove any login walls or paywalls from content you want AI systems to discover and cite. The technical foundation is what makes everything else possible.
Epilogue. The agent who got found. Remember Maria and David from the prologue? 12 months later, the gap between them isn't about talent or effort. Maria didn't work harder. She worked smarter. She answered the questions her clients were already asking. She structured her content so that machines could read it as easily as humans. She built clusters of authority, linked them together, and kept showing up every single week. David is still a great agent, but in the eyes of the AI systems that increasingly shape how people find professionals, Maria exists and David doesn't. That's not a judgment of character. It's a consequence of visibility. You're not just missing traffic. You're letting competitors own the questions that determine who gets hired. The rules have changed. Blogging isn't dead. Bad blogging is. The agents who answer the decisive questions first, clearly, specifically, and consistently, will become the default choice for a generation of buyers and sellers who ask AI before they ask anyone else. The questions are already being asked. The only question left is whether your content will be the answer. About the author.
Scott Cheng, a San Diego real estate broker, licensed loan officer, and the founder of the Doctor's Home Finder Group. After 20 years of selling homes, flipping properties, and building a brokerage from the ground up, he discovered something that changed his direction. The agents who struggle the most aren't lacking grit, they're lacking systems. That realization became my mission. Today, he built AI-powered tools and automation workflows designed specifically for real estate agents and working toward a single, ambitious goal to create the most complete, most accessible technology stack for agents in the entire country. Not because technology replaces what we do, but because it frees us to do more of what actually matters, having real conversations, building real relationships, and closing real deals. Everything he build, teach, and share comes from the same place, believing every agent deserves access to the tools that the top producers take for granted, and he's not going to stop until that's a reality.